Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. It's just you and me. We're celebrating Earth Day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day. It's Earth Day. Are you excited? I'm just teasing. I'm excited too. It's Earth Month. We've already talked about that a little bit on the show. It's Earth Week, but today is the day. This is the absolute, the crown jewel in the whole Earth movement, so to speak. And I'm just having a little fun here, folks. But Earth Day is today. And I'm a businessman. I'm a capitalist. And I'm a free market guy. So a lot of people, but don't presume, though. Don't presume because I just said that and because you know that about me. Don't presume that I don't love trees, because I do. Don't presume that I don't care about the environment, because I do. Don't presume that I don't care about the clean air. Don't forget I have children and grandchildren. I want them to have a planet to live on and to be healthy. I want those things. I'm just as concerned about our environment and our planet as anybody, any reasonable person, I'll put it that way. I'm not worried about other reasonable people who are concerned about the planet. I'm worried about the religious zealots who are religious about this issue of, well, they used to call it global warming, but they had to quit calling it that. Now, see, this is one of the indications, in my opinion, of somebody who has a false argument, somebody who is not really, you can't really have an honest debate with. And that's this group that has gone from calling their original battle cry was global warming. That's when they started out. That was the big deal, right? The whole Kyoto Accords thing back in the 90s that didn't get off the ground in the United States. No president of the United States was ever given the opportunity to sign that onto that treaty. Did not even get close to being passed in the Congress. Voted down 97-0 in the Senate. That's pretty bipartisan, isn't it? So, but when the news came out that maybe the planet wasn't warming, maybe in the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, maybe the last 7 or 8 years, there's been some credible evidence that the Earth hasn't been warming of late. And that even though there's some evidence that there is, but overall the Earth has not been warming, they had to change the name. They changed it to climate change. They don't say global warming anymore. They call it climate change. So whenever the evidence changes, if it goes against them, they change the name. Now, those are the people that I think that I worry about. Those are the people that I don't think are contributing to an honest debate about our environment. And they're the people who are pushing things like cap and trade, things like carbon tax, things like making carbon dioxide, turning it into a listed, regulated, dangerous gas. One half of the photosynthesis process, which without which we could not live. We would not be alive without that, without carbon dioxide, the role that it plays in photosynthesis. They're talking about turning it into a dangerous listed gas. And those are the people I don't want to have in charge of how we protect our Earth, because they're the religious zealots. They're the people that don't care about the economy. They don't care about the marketplace. They don't care about anybody's way of life. Their only goal is to reach accomplish their goals, and those people are dangerous, in my opinion. Now, So back to my point about how I feel about the environment, I'm very much concerned about it. I care very much about it, and I, you know, nobody loves wildlife and nature more than I do. But we've got to find a way, and I think in the 21st century we can find a way to conserve carbon fuels, to find alternative fuels, to reduce our carbon footprint. I think we can find a way to do that in a way that is effective and productive and that doesn't take down our economy, that doesn't impose higher costs on businesses and therefore on consumers and make the United States uncompetitive. You know, we've got to take this whole climate change, this whole global warming, this whole environmental, the whole Earth Day attitude. We've got to take a holistic approach to this, folks. We've got to look at it in the way that it actually will manifest. And one of the ways it will manifest, and this will be long before, ladies and gentlemen, long before we know whether the steps that we've taken, if cap and trade happens, and I'll talk about that in a minute, in case you don't know what that is, if the carbon tax happens, if making carbon dioxide a listed dangerous gas to be regulated, if those things happen years, and I mean years before we ever know if any of that worked, it will have a negative impact on your lifestyle, on your business, on our economy. It will have a negative impact on the way America competes in the global marketplace. There's no way that it could be anything different, because everything that's being proposed now, some of this accelerated stuff, like cap and trade, like carbon tax, like listing carbon dioxide, these are all things that are on the table. Folks, they're on the table being debated at this moment. Every one of those things I just said at this moment. Those things, every one of those come with a price tag, a very expensive price tag, an onerous and basically a prohibitive, in terms of America remaining competitive, a prohibitive price tag. And so I think we need to understand this, folks. What if they're wrong? One of the things we know for sure is that these kinds of measures, if passed, implemented, will hurt our economy, maybe significantly, maybe catastrophically. But what if they're wrong? And I want to talk about that in a minute. What if they're wrong? What if we've done all that and it didn't get us anything? Let's talk about that after this break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm on twitter.com/Jim Blasingame. And everything is just like it sounds, Blasingame. And if you get to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget all the things you can do there. Listen to archives, read articles, check out our Brain Trust members, subscribe to my newsletter, check out, ask questions at my knowledge base. You got my blog there, the new post is about bumblebees and entrepreneurs and what they have in common. And so I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there. I'm talking right now, folks. It's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day. And let's celebrate this day. Let's celebrate Earth Day. But let's also celebrate our marketplace. Let's celebrate the businesses, small businesses especially. Let's take a moment to celebrate them, because small businesses have played a huge role in giving people the standard of living that we have. And some of the people who want to regulate, some of the people who are focusing on climate change and want to regulate carbon, here's what they want to do. They want to take our carbon footprint, our carbon emissions, back to pre-1990 levels. Now, you've heard me talk about this before. In 1990, we had a $6 trillion economy. Today, we've got a $13 trillion economy, more than double. But yet, they want you and me to use the energy that we used almost 20 years ago. Now, if you're a growing family with teenagers, does your family use more energy than it did when you were just a couple in college? Of course you do. What if the government told you that you had to go back and use the same energy you used when you had that one-bedroom or that efficiency apartment in college, or maybe a dorm room? That's the energy you have to use now that you've got a spouse and a couple of kids and two or three cars. What if they told you you had to do that? Well, that's or pay more money for the privilege of all that. That's what's being debated right now, ladies and gentlemen, and all in the name of climate change. Now, I don't know what's causing climate change. I think the climate is changing. Guess what, folks? It always is. 10,000 years ago, there were 5,000 feet of ice stacked on top of Kentucky. And now it's not there. So the climate has been changing. It's been warming for a long time. And so there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that's it's not clear what's causing it. There's some people believe that the Earth is warming because some of the climate change that's happening, some of the things that are happening on the poles have nothing to do with carbon or with you and me. It has to do with some of the things that are going on with the sun. Could be a lot of different things. The main thing I'm trying to get across, folks, I think it's be a good idea if human beings use less carbon? Yes, I do. I admit it. I'm going to give you that. If we can figure out a way to not put carbon into the atmosphere to the level we do, I think that'd be fine. Do I think we ought to work toward that? Absolutely. But do I think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater? Heck no, I don't think that. Do I think to make these religious climate change zealots happy and accelerate this process beyond reason when we have no replacement energy, we have no replacement alternatives for what we're doing right now, and they're wanting us to do something that would hurt our economy when we don't actually know for sure. Nobody really does know. Nobody can know whether all the things that they're proposing will even make a dent in the climate change. So what if they're wrong? I asked this question in the previous segment. What if they're wrong? We won't know that they're wrong until it's too late, until we've already wrecked the U.S. economy. Because remember, folks, China and India, who are the two emerging economies, they're not even the second and third or even fourth largest economy. They're on down the list there. But those two countries... India has about one-seventh of our economy. China is about one-fifth of our economy. Those two countries, China certainly completely matches our carbon emissions, even though they produce one-fifth of the gross domestic product, the output for that carbon. They're not going to change their ways, folks. They're going to continue to emit raw and ugly carbon into the atmosphere. That's who our competitors are these days in the global marketplace. So if we're going backwards in our energy with our carbon emissions, and they're not changing anything, and we're having to pay more of our money to be competitive, we're going to be uncompetitive, and that's the issue I think we have right now. How can we preserve the Earth? How can we celebrate Earth Day and be happy about that without killing the economy, without causing small business owners to have to pay way more money for energy than they should? How can we do that? Well, we have to come up with a program that over a period of time matches whatever we give up. We get something back for that so that the economy doesn't suffer. So remember this, folks. Just ask this question. What if they're wrong? That's the danger. Got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got Dennis Dimmick, and he's got he may have some other ideas on this. He's with the National Geographic organization, and he'll be here right after these messages to help us continue to celebrate Earth Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.